Archers for the week 25 to 30th of May 2003.
Adam and Debbie are visiting Linda's garden.
Busy, isn't it?
Yeah, mainly with other gardeners spying on each other.
Don't be so cynical.
I'm not.
So, what's particularly Shakespearean about this garden, then? Does Linda think Shakespeare wandered over this way when he was roaming the Forest of Arden looking for inspiration?
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't suggest that to her. Well, as far as possible, I think all the flowers are mentioned in the plays.
Oh, you like flowers, did old Will? I used to read the sheep shearing scene in The Winter's Tale when I was homesick in Africa. Yes. You know, Perdita's speech.
Oh, vaguely.
Daffodils that come before the swallow dares and take the winds of March with beauty.
Is she the one that gets abandoned and chased by a bear or something?
Roughly. She's reconciled with her father in the end.
Is she?
Debbie.
Beautiful, what you quoted. You should see if it's on any of the plaques.
A bit late for daffodils.
There's one over there by those fires.
Excuse me, Debbie. Would you mind sticking to the paths as far as possible,
oh,
please?
Oh, yes. Sorry, Linda. I was just trying to read that fact.
Yes, I know it's badly placed, only that bed is getting quite churned up.
Yes.
And I wanted those violets to be hidden.
A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye.
Is that the Winter's Tale too?
No, it's Wordsworth.
Sorry, Linda, we'll try to be more careful.
Thank you. Only with the judging not being till tomorrow.
Isn't it?
It was the only day Alan had free.
He's a busy man.
Well, one can quite understand. We're very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
But it would have been better if he could have come yesterday.
When the garden's rather best. Mm.
Before anyone had actually seen
him. Good afternoon.
Oh,
hi,
Joe.
What are you doing here?
You're out to the public, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm a member of the public and I'm taking my rights.
As long as that's all you're taking.
Oh, I don't need a stupid, dirty trick.
I'm sure you don't. It's all in a good cause, isn't it?
Of course it is. For them, as it entered in the right spirit.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, I'm sure everyone has. Maybe we should...
Done everything ourselves, not gone out and bought a load of fancy furniture.
So what have you done, Joe? Moved those old settees down off your field yet?
What settees?
The two old sofas that have joined the broken freezer. Looks more like a junkyard every day.
I don't know what you're on about. But if you're planning a shop, ask to the council again.
Shall we move on, Debs? There's lots more to see, and I don't want to leave Brian coping on his own all afternoon.
Yeah, mind me. I said I'd go over and help Kenton put up his platform bed this afternoon.
Right. You want to sleep on a platform?
You must have some of my homemade lemonade before you go.
Well, that sounds tempting.
I don't think you'll get it anywhere else.
Yeah, you're just jealous because Betty Tucker wants me and Bartleby to take that Alan Titchmarsh around.
I'm sure he'd much rather have gone in a cart with my llamas.
Oh, I didn't realise you'd got a cart for them.
She had.
I did manage to find one, actually, even though I've been so busy with my car.
On the phone for hours.
Now, you look
you
here.
You two wants to come over to our place, see a real cottage garden.
They haven't had my lemonade yet. I'll go and get you some.
Linda, I do need to be going soon.
You'll have to try it now.
But it's no more homemade than this garden is. Now, if you're looking for a real home brew...
Don't suppose it's got the kick of your cider, Joe, but...
Excuse me a minute. I need to get back.
See you later, Joe. What was that about?
I dread to think.
Didn't realise there'd be all this bitter rivalry.
Yeah, not quite the idealised picture of the village you left behind.
They were beating the bounds this morning. It's wonderful that tradition goes on.
You really like being back, don't you?
You know I do.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go.
Well, yeah, maybe I won't be. I haven't heard anything yet.
I'd hate to think... I never meant to push you out.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
Really? I'm not the cuckoo in the nest?
No, it's great having you here. You know who the problem is.
And if you gave it more time?
Look, it's been 6 months now. It doesn't change.
But
it can't.
Don't say that.
The man I thought Brian was, my dad, my workmate, my friend, he disappeared. The moment I saw that handkerchief in Siobhan's hand,
Debbie.
I lost him. And I'm not Perdita, Adam. I can't find him again.
Didn't just now was offering people homemade lemonade, so I was thinking...
You can think again.
Well, ain't that many folk here?
No, I'm still not making lemonade.
Well, a jug of orange squash wouldn't hurt. We got some of it?
Well, I'd need to get paper cups. I mean, it's not that
well,
simple.
Well, don't get in a state about it. I was thinking about tomorrow when Alan Titchmarsh comes.
Oh, we want to offer him something a bit better than orange squash.
Well, of course we does. When he's had a taste of my cider,
he won't drink while he's judging.
Well, you need a few drinks inside him to face Linda Snell's so-called garden.
It's getting a lot of visitors.
Well, we're getting some.
Only because they go there first.
Yeah, and isn't it a relief for them when they get here and find they can just look at flowers and plants and don't have to read stuff, eh?
I think it's nice having poetry around, unusual.
Well, I'll give you poetry. Roses are red, violets are blue, and Linda Snell's garden is a big pile of...
Joan!
Yeah, wow! Won't do her no good with Alan Titchmarsh.
Don't you think so?
Not when I've had a word with him.
And I don't cause trouble. We want him to have a good time. He might come back.
Blimey, ain't they gone yet?
Of course not. We're out until six.
A bunch of strangers tramping all round the place.
Not that many.
Could have let me sell a few ornaments.
No, it wouldn't be right.
Oh, don't worry, son. I've been having a quiet word if people looks interested.
Ain't there nothing else you could be doing this afternoon?
Oh, I can't leave my garden.
You could help me shift some stuff from our field.
What stuff?
Some tow rags have only gone and dumped two old settees on us.
Yeah, Linda Snell was bellyaching on about that.
No, there's that freezer there already.
Well, probably what gave them the idea. So I want it all off their sharpness before every Tom, Dick and Harry in the county thinks they've found themselves a new rubbish dump.
Oh, don't look at me. I can't help you. Not with my back. No, you'll have to wait till Ed comes home.
Yeah, whenever that is.
Oh, he rang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his flight gets in about 3:30 tomorrow morning.
I'm not picking him up at that hour.
Eddie, you said you'd collect them. I told him you'd be there.
I will be, when I've got up.
Oh. He had a good time, is he?
Well, he didn't have the money to say much. I told him I'd ring him back.
Ring Cyprus?
Don't worry, he didn't want me to.
Oh, we'll hear about it soon enough, I suppose. Oh, look, he's at a Macy. Where's that squash, Clary?
Right, now, if you could just hold that steady for me.
It's more complicated than it looked in the diagram, isn't it?
Well, it always is. I don't know why they bother putting one in. Now, just rest it there against the joint.
Oh, it's heavy.
Well, I suppose it has to be. Here, I'll steady that end.
Yeah. You don't want it collapsing under you.
You flatter me. It's guaranteed for all normal bedtime activities.
Oh, you checked, did you?
Of course. OK, now, you braced.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, here we go. There. Is it in?
Nope.
Oh, hell.
You do realise you'll need to check that all your girlfriends have a good head for height.
I'm sure this piece is the wrong shape. What do you think?
Do you want me to have a go?
Oh, I don't see how you could do any worse.
Oh, hold it steady there.
Right. Okay. I'm ready.
There.
Oh, Debbie, you star.
Ah, you see, I knew all those hours straightening gateposts would come in handy sometime.
Rock solid. What would I do without you?
I don't suppose you'll need to find out.
What's the matter? You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
Oh, no. It's just...
What?
Look, promise you won't tell anyone.
Me?
Kenton.
Yeah, OK, I promise.
Not that there's anything to tell. I applied for a job in France.
In France?
Don't worry. Doesn't look like I got it.
Oh, good. Well, sorry, I know that's selfish.
Well, at least you've missed me. I don't think they'd even notice at home for...
You know that isn't true.
Oh, Brian and Adam can get on perfectly well without me. They already are. All Adam's new schemes. No room for me.
Well, I need you.
What, with your shiny new business to keep you busy?
Well, it is exciting.
Yeah, I can see how it's energised you.
Oh, yeah, I've saved my life, really.
I know. We were both so down together.
Yeah, don't worry, Debbie. I'm sure I'll be down again.
No, I don't want you to be. I'm happy for you. I want to find something that will give me my energy back, too.
Well, I hope it works out for you. Really, I do.
Thanks. But we'll see you.
So, I'd better enjoy your company when I can. Do you fancy a drink at the Bull after we finish this?
What if I give you a lift?
Would you mind? I've got to come back to Ambridge.
Oh, yeah, why?
Well, Mum's got some bed linen I can borrow till I get round to buying my own.
Well, what did you have in mind? Black satin sheets?
Debbie, darling, that is so last century.
Julian just doesn't seem to be taking it seriously.
I know.
It's a great responsibility.
Bunging on Titchmarsh and Plowman's.
Well, I hope it's going to be something a bit more special than that. Not bunged, either.
I bet he said he didn't want no fuss.
Well, of course, that's what he said. Alan's a very modest man. Hmm. You can see that in his television programmes.
And his radio programmes. And his books. And his personal appearances. And...
Just because he works hard.
Exactly. He deserves something a little classier than a lump of cheddar and a pickled onion.
That'll make sure he don't go thirsty at any rate.
Eddie.
Oh, dear. I hope Joe isn't planning to exploit his position.
My dad take advantage of having the judge's ear all day long? Of course not.
Don't worry, I've had a word.
No, I'm not worried. Alan is like Caesar's wife.
He what?
Above suspicion.
Yeah, but Dad ain't.
Eddie!
Save your breath, Clary. He doesn't understand. You can't buy integrity.
No, just garden designs and water features and little plaques.
Oh, evening, really?
Oh, my lovely landlady not here.
In the ploughman's. You'll have to make do with me.
I'd be delighted to. I just want a word sometime about these ideas I got for Jack's calf.
Well, I wouldn't solicit her advice on catering.
No?
Oh, take no notice. They're just myth because Alan Tishmarsh is having his grub here tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, these two reckon Jolene should provide a 5-course banquet for him.
He's doing us the most enormous favour.
Well, I can't see what all the fuss is about.
Here he
is. Mum's as bad. Now, if Charlie Dimmock was coming...
Now you're talking.
Rubbish. What's she got that Alan hasn't?
Oh, well...
His years of experience, his expertise...
And he writes books, doesn't he?
Oh, they all do that.
Fiction, Clary means.
Oh, yes. Susan said they were full of sex,
eh? They're lovely.
I wondered why you were so keen on them.
Oh, please, have some respect for the creative process.
He won an award for one, Susan said.
Well, it takes all sorts. Dad'll be interested, though.
Oh, don't tell Joe.
Give him something to talk about while they're going round.
I don't see that he needs to talk to him at all.
Well, he seems a friendly sort of bloke. I don't suppose he'll mind.
Yes, but... Oh, if only I'd got that cart for my llamas.
Yes, we're all waiting for that happy day, Linda.
But at least he can meet them when he visits my garden.
It's got a Shakespearean theme, hasn't it?
In part, yes.
Mm. Amazing what you can get if you pay for it.
It's really interesting, Kenton.
Mm, must be. So... Which play are the llamas in?
What?
Well, I don't pretend to have read them all.
He's got you there.
I never came across them. Love's Llamas Lost?
Well...
The Merry Llamas of Windsor? Much Ado About Llamas?
Well, some people think he visited Italy.
Yes, Linda, but not Peru.
Which play? That's a good one.
I do.
All right. We'll see who's laughing tomorrow, shall we? I'm sure Alan would prefer to see llamas than those disgusting concrete pigs of yours.
Not judging by his books.
Look, it don't matter, do it? As long as he enjoys himself. We just want to make a good impression.
Well, I shouldn't worry. I don't suppose he'll ever forget it.
I can't wait to meet him. I'm so excited.
It's Bank Holiday Monday, and Betty and Jill are expecting a very important person.
I'm flattered you chose me.
Oh, everyone wanted to be here to meet him.
I can imagine.
I didn't think he'd want a great crowd.
No.
So he'll just sign a few autographs for this lot, and then we can get on.
And you think he'll be all right on his own with Joe?
I hope so. I can't leave the shop till noon, then we close.
And Susan can't help out?
She's packing sausages.
Oh, of course.
She's hoping to get to the village hall to see him award the prizes.
Surely Tom will let her off a bit early.
Yeah, she hopes so. Oh, look, I think this must be him.
Nice car.
Well, I feel all of a flutter.
He seemed very nice on television. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Doesn't he look all right?
Oh. Lovely.
Hello. Oh, welcome to Ambridge.
Good morning. Oh, lovely place. Wonderful village green.
We think so.
A great looking pub, mate. That's where I'm having my lunch.
Oh, yes, it is.
So, which of you is Mrs. Tucker?
That's me. I'm Betty Tucker, and this is Jill Archer.
It's lovely to see you.
How do you do?
We're just honoured you could come, Mr. Titchmarsh.
Call me Alan. It's a pleasure. I never get tired of looking around gardens.
Don't you?
No, that's where I get all the ideas from your books. So you very efficiently sent me this schedule.
Oh, good, it got there.
Yes, are you taking me around?
Well, or... I did want to,
Betty runs the village shop.
Oh, we can't take you away from a vital job like that. So, was there a map? Only I didn't see one. Oh,
good heavens, we aren't expecting you to find your own way round. We arranged transport. It should be here any minute.
Shall I?
Yeah. I think some people would like autographs, if you wouldn't mind.
No, of course not. Hello.
Where's Jack's
Joe?
It's only just 11.
He promised he'd be here on time.
Never mind. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
Oh, I do hope he'd come soon. Alan's schedule's very tight.
Oh, here he comes, Betty. Oh. Now, calm down. The day'll go very well, I'm sure.
I've lost.
Hello, Joe.
Is he here?
He's over there signing autographs. You're late.
No, are you? Pony and trap, my goodness.
Is that all right? If you don't like the idea,
no,
I suppose...
No, I love it. What a treat. The driver will be the guide, don't worry.
Yes, he'll take you round.
Wonderful. Morning.
Morning, Mr. Titchmarsh, sir. As I always say, there ain't no rules in gardening.
Oh, I'd agree with you there.
Instinct and experience, that's the key.
Yeah.
You wait till he sees my greenhouse.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's more of a conservatory, really. Integrated into the house.
Fascinating. But we're going to Mrs. Snell's first, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, I could tell you a thing or two about her.
Sure you could.
Or anybody on that list. You just read them out to me and I'll tell you what to expect.
I don't really like to do that, Joe. You know, I'd like to make my own mind up.
You were trying to be helpful.
I'm sure you were.
Inside information's always handy.
Very kind.
Well, you'd be clued up as to what's really been going on, if you get my meaning. Well,
maybe later. The first impression a garden makes is very important. I don't want to muddy the water.
Well, if you say so.
Kind enough of you to take me around like this. I love your pony. What's he called?
Bartleby. Oh, he's a good old boy, isn't he?
It's a lovely way to see the countryside.
Yeah, well, some of us wouldn't agree with you.
Is it far now?
Nope, nearly there.
A Shakespearean garden, it says. I'm intrigued.
The thing or two I could tell you about that, but if you don't want to know...
And then it's your place. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Oh, it'll be nice for you to see a real garden.
I'm sure it will be.
All our own work, which is more than some can say.
Lindy, I thought we'd agreed you were going to put that away.
But it's a disaster, Robert. Nothing's ready.
It's looking lovely. Everyone says so.
This bed isn't...
Morning.
Oh, good Lord.
Mrs. Snell, is it? We did knock.
I'm so sorry.
No, we didn't hear the...
Don't worry, it's the garden I've come to look at.
We didn't expect you so soon.
Yeah, we can see that.
Joe, what are you doing here?
Joe's very kindly ferrying me around in his pony and trap.
Well, shall I take that for you, Lindy? Sorry, I'm Robert Snell.
How do you do?
A hairdryer, eh? That's an interesting piece of gardening equipment.
Oh, vital. I wouldn't do without mine. No reason why gardeners should look scruffy.
No.
All gardens. This looks beautiful.
Oh. Yeah,
amazing what money can buy, isn't it?
Joe, now that you've brought Mr. Titchmarsh...
Oh, Alan, please.
There's really no need for you to stick around.
No, there isn't.
Oh, I don't mind.
Tell you what, Joe... I'm coming to your place next, aren't I?
That's right.
Well, why don't you nip ahead and put the kettle on for me? I could murder a cup of coffee.
Oh, I think I can do a bit better than that.
Off you go, then.
Oh. See you soon, then. Ain't much to see you.
Bye, Joe.
Quite a character, isn't he?
That's one way of putting it.
Now, Alan, if Joe has said anything about my garden,
oh,
I just...
don't worry. I expect there's been a little... gentle rivalry between neighbours.
Yeah, you could say that.
I like to make my own judgments. Now then, a Shakespearean garden. There's one question I have to ask you.
Yes?
Which is your favourite play?
So he picked them up all right, did he?
Eventually. Poor lads have been hanging round for hours.
Where's Ed now?
He went straight to bed. Oh, look, it's him. He's coming.
I'm surprised he's taking this long.
Morning.
Good morning. Isn't he handsome, just like on the telly?
You reckon? Smaller, I thought.
Joe, for heaven's sake.
Now, you must be Clary.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm so pleased to meet you. It's like a dream. I've read all your books.
That's kind of you. Hope you found them helpful.
Helpful? Oh, no, you know, the stories. I'm sure the others...
Oh, my fiction. Oh, marvellous, thank you very much.
Do you think you could sign one for me?
Of course, I'd be happy to.
Never mind about all that, Clary. I expect young Alan here could do with a drink, eh? Here we are. Got it all ready for you.
Oh, apple juice. How nice.
Oh, just apple juice. This is my homemade cider.
I'm sure it's delicious, Joe, but I never drink while I'm judging.
Told you.
I haven't got the head for it.
Well, they brought it out for you special.
Joe, if you don't want it...
I'll tell you what, if you've got a spare bottle, I could take it home with me.
Well, if you like. Oh, as a matter of fact, I'm sure we got more than one. Hey, I'll fix them out.
One will do. Oh,
sorry about that.
Oh, I'd love to take one, Clary.
Oh.
So, would you like to start showing me around?
Oh, yes. Yeah, bit of a contrast to Mrs. Snell's, I'm afraid.
No, it's very, original.
Joe tried. Lighting and the water feature.
Oh, yes. She doesn't look very comfortable, does she?
No.
Oh, I love your lilies. What a picture.
Thank you. I was worried they wouldn't be out in time.
Oh, they're beautiful. So elegant, aren't they?
Thanks.
Yeah, I can see a lot of love's gone into this garden.
But it had to. We ain't got Mrs. Snell's money.
Well, it's the thought that counts. Though she was equally intense about hers. It was a shame I couldn't meet her children.
Oh, Oh, didn't realise they was visiting.
Such unusual names.
Yes, we think so.
Wolfgang and Constanza. I've never come across those before.
Oh, no, but they're not...
I can't get over those lilies, Clary. You must tell me your secret.
So, what you written to him,
eh? Oh, I was impressed.
Oh, so was I.
Really knew his stuff.
And tactful, the way he handled Lindy.
Really helpful.
She was incredibly nervous.
I shall try an asparagus bed next year.
And the way he got out of seeing the llamas without offending her.
Oh, he's a good bloke.
A real man would have drunk my cider.
Are you sure that's all?
Oh, that'll be fine. I never eat much lunch.
I'll bet you'll never forgive me if you don't get everything you want.
And none of the ladies of the WI'll forgive me if I don't sample all those cakes they're selling come tea time.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, better leave some room then, hadn't I?
You got yourself quite a fan club.
Well, we just seemed to collect people as we went along.
Oh, yeah, all women, I see. You'd better get back to them. They're looking twitchy.
Oh, I promised I'd sign their books. Will you be able to join us for lunch?
Oh, you wouldn't want me there. I don't know nothing about gardening.
Oh, Jolene, you don't know what a relief that would be.
So, now the moment you've all been waiting for. I've seen so many wonderful gardens today, it was really hard to choose. But the first prize goes to George and Christine Barker.
Oh, well done!
Money don't buy you everything. You weren't the only one who's disappointed.
George and Christine really have a wonderful mixture of fruit, flowers and vegetables. It's a fine display.
I think it's nice that
they
were.
They deserve to. They made a lot of money for the WI selling their cuttings.
A real old-fashioned cottage garden, one that'll be a pleasure to visit all through the summer into early autumn.
I tell you what, though, Bert Fry will be sick.
Traditional English country gardening at its best. Well done.
Thank you, Alan. And this means a lot to us, because I know what we were up against.
Hear, hear!
Jack and Peggy deserve to come second.
And I'm sure we'd all like to thank Alan.
Here we go.
For being such a helpful and tactful judge.
Not that helpful.
Still a pleasure. Thank you. I don't know what I've enjoyed myself more, and I'm sure we'd all like to thank the ladies of the WI.
Yeah.
Yes. And particularly Mrs. Tucker for organising this tremendous event. Thank you for coming, and enjoy your beautiful gardens, whatever the weather.
Is anything?
I think so.
Very good. There's something I wanted to see.
She never gives up, does she?
It's been wonderful. Poor Susan. I wouldn't have missed this for the world.
Oh, thank you so much, Alan.
Oh, it was a pleasure, really.
Alan, have you got a moment?
Linda.
Alan's finished his work now. Yes, I know that, Betty. So he's got time to meet Wolfgang and Constanza. Robert's waiting with them outside.
Oh, of course. Can't disappoint the little ones, can we?
Hello, Robert.
Hi.
You're taking them for their afternoon constitutional, are you?
Well, Lindy asked me to bring them down.
I still can't get over how quiet they are.
Oh, they're the most docile creatures in the world.
They look very, aristocratic.
Yeah, I think that's why Lindy likes them.
Mm. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Jolene. You finished looking at all them boring plants?
Oh, it was very good. Heavens.
Here they are. I'd like to introduce Constanza and Wolfgang.
But they're llamas.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a first for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You've never met any before. They're the sweetest creatures in the world. Yes, I'm talking about you, Constanza.
Llamas.
I knew you'd want to meet them.
Yes, well, I've seen everything now.
Yep. Here comes another one.
A llama?
Not quite.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank goodness I'm not too late. Oh, Mr. Titchmarsh, I had to see you.
Susan, whatever's the matter?
Oh, would you... Would you sign my book, please?
Clary is off her food. Can this be love?
Last bit of cheese, Clary.
Aye, but
No, no, you have it. I ain't really that hungry.
Oh, car. Yeah. Who made that tomato? Clary?
Yeah?
The tomato. Do you want that?
No. Hmm. I can't believe I really met him, you know.
Yeah, you say no.
I said he might come round again.
Oh, you bet he says that to all the girls.
He wouldn't say it if he didn't mean it.
I'd rather have Charlie.
You and half the men in the village.
She looks like a girl who knows how to have a good time.
Yes.
I bet she wouldn't turn her nose up at my cider. Mm. I hope you've left some of that for me.
If there ain't enough, you know where everything is.
I don't. You know, there's no point in trying to get any sense out of her. She's off with the fairies of the garden now.
Oh, she's not still about him, is she?
Yesterday was one of the best days of my life.
Oh, good. His head up yet?
Well, I ain't seen him.
Clara, his head up.
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, time he got himself going then.
Well, I've barely seen the lad since he got back.
He's tired.
Tired? He's just been on holiday.
Yes. Look, get yourself down.
Don't get up till I'm going to bed.
His body clock's all out of sync.
What?
Look, Edward,
well, that's what he was doing in the Napa. He was staying up all night, sleeping all day.
Well, then my idea of holiday.
Neither's going clubbing, is it?
Yeah, you are. Well, if he was asleep all day, how did he manage to get that sunburn?
Fell asleep on the beach. Is he coming?
Oh, he'd better be.
Oh, don't be so hard on him, Eddie. He's only been back a couple of days.
He's had his holiday.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's time he was back at work. Lord knows there's enough that needs doing.
Yeah, I know, love.
We've got to get them settee shifted for a start. Or do you want Linda Snell on our backs again?
Ain't you done that yet?
Hey, could I? Dad was swanning about all yesterday, giving your Alan a guided tour of Ambridge.
Much good he'd done me.
And our son was in a coma.
Yeah, I've been flying all night.
You can sleep on planes, can't you? Ain't much else to do.
What's that racket about? I was trying to get some sleep.
At last! Welcome to the land of the living.
Afternoon?
Yeah, very funny.
Well, it is the afternoon.
Yeah, is there any food going? I'm starving.
What you say, but I can get you something out.
Let him forage for himself. I'm supposed to.
He ain't well.
No, I'm not.
He can find himself a bit of cheese and pickle. Seemed to manage all right at the airport.
Yeah, well, I had to, didn't I? Seeing as you left me and Jazza to starve.
You get nothing on the plane, none of them dinky little plastic trees.
No, I suppose it wasn't good enough for you. You shouldn't be so fussy.
You had to order it separately and pay extra or something, I don't know.
Why didn't you get something to eat at the airport the other end?
Because they weren't giving it away for free. We ain't got any money left. We had to scrounge spare change off people to phone you.
Oh, wait.
For the good it did us.
Well, you should always keep some cash in reserve for emergencies in your stew.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you're back then, ain't it? You can start earning again. Now, get yourself fed and then you can come up to the field with me.
Oh, what?
Well, some stuff needs shifting up there. I've been waiting for a big, strong lad to give me a hand.
Yeah, well, I hope he turns up because I'm going back to bed.
You go and play in the garden. I'll be with you in a minute.
Take Ben's baby walker, Pip.
Okay.
Good girl.
Oh, phew. Well, that should give us 5 minutes' peace.
You reckon?
No.
Thought you might have tired them out yesterday, taking up to Lower Loxley.
There were more things to look at than to do, really.
Oh, I suppose so. Falconry and archery and stuff.
Josh liked the court jester.
Must be one of the rare times they miss Kenton. He does love dressing up.
Yeah. And by the way, Elizabeth said if we were stuck for someone to look after Ben on Thursday, she didn't mind if I asked Haley.
That was nice of her. What's she up to?
Bit of female solidarity. The plight of the working mother, you know.
If you say so.
We almost bonded when we had that chat about Debbie.
Well, I suppose she is running out of friends. They haven't made it up, then?
Don't think so.
Well, if she's going anyway.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. I might try to get her signed up for the single wicket.
That'll make her stay.
Might make her feel less isolated. Especially if we get this women's practice team together. You think we'll be able to use the next this week?
Yeah, I expect so. Check with Alistair. I'm not going this week.
Aren't you?
No, I've got too much going on up here. And then there's the silaging at Bridge Farm.
Oh, half term always seems to coincide with a busy time.
Yeah, and you've got that milk group meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good thing Mum doesn't mind having them all for the day.
What would we do without her?
Mm.
I should get her something to say thank you.
Oh, she's had her treat for the week, isn't she?
Has she?
Well, there's another man in her life now. Dad's quite jealous.
You should be too. He has my heart.
Oh. Judge, I really do not understand what you all see in him.
You would if you could have seen his face when he came to look at our garden. Horror mixed with compassion.
Oh, dear.
He was so sweet to your mum about it. He could see she was mortified.
Oh, poor Mum. I feel bad about that sometimes. She put so much work into that garden.
Ah, but Alan said it was still there. like the elegant bone structure of a former beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Just needs a bit of...
plastic surgery.
A bit of a makeover.
Come on, Dad. Give it one more shove. Right. That should be far enough.
You know, it better be. I ain't moving it no further. Oh, my back.
Oh, stop moaning. They weren't that heavy.
The freezer was. Young Edward owes me. If my back goes out...
Joe, stop that at once!
Oh, no, would you credit it?
I ain't moving it back, Eddie.
We won't have to. Afternoon, Mrs. Snow. Lovely day, isn't it?
What on earth do you think you're doing? You can just move all that rubbish right back to your field.
Yeah, but we've only...
Now, why should we want to do that?
Well, you can't just dump it on the grass verge.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
You would.
The things some folks will do. Got no respect for the countryside.
What folks?
The ones who dump this stuff.
Well, you dumped it.
Us? Did you see us?
I didn't need to see you.
Ah, so you never then?
It's obvious. You were sitting on it, for heaven's sake.
I'm an old man. Oh. I get tired.
Yeah. We just come to have a look at it. Same as you did.
Those sofas and that fridge were in your field. I saw them.
There were a couple of old settees and a fridge there, yes.
Ah, but not these ones.
Really? So what happened to them?
We took them to the tip, of course.
And you expect me to believe that?
Well, believe what you like, missus. This stuff ain't on our land now, is it?
So it's nothing to do with us.
If you've come to give me another lecture, I'm not interested.
I've come to bring you a sandwich and a cup of tea.
Oh.
Could we have that stuff off, do you think? Can't hear myself think.
Yes, please.
Oh, thanks for this, Mum.
Didn't you eat nothing while you was away?
Yeah, it was mainly the last day.
You was having a good time till then?
Of course. Great, why wouldn't it be?
You ain't talked much about it since you got back.
And I've been catching up on my sleep, haven't I? It's hard work being a party animal.
And Jazza enjoyed himself too.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, more than you.
What's with the third degree,
Mum? No, I just wondered. I mean, he didn't have much money.
Yeah, he didn't let that stop him. He just borrowed it off me.
Oh, that's why you were so broke.
Yeah, well... I mean, two can only live as cheaply as one if they're in the same place, eh?
Well, didn't you see much of him?
Only when he wanted money. He met this girl, you see.
Well, it wasn't very nice of him to leave you stranded.
Two's company. I didn't want to hang around with him.
Didn't you meet anyone you liked?
Yeah, a bit, but... Oh, I don't know, they were just there for a good time.
Isn't that what you went for?
Yeah, I thought so. But... it don't matter.
Well, doesn't it? You do seem
I just had a crap holiday, Mum.
Yeah, but...
I'm knackered. It's time for a bit more shut-eye, I reckon.
She's really on the warpath about it, is she?
You know what she's like. And fly-tipping is a problem.
Yeah, I'm not a policeman, though.
I told her that.
Well, thank you for keeping her away from me.
Well, I also told her I didn't think you'd mind having a quiet word with Eddie.
Well, I suppose they're better.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Hi.
You finished with these glasses?
Oh, yeah, you can take us.
You come down for the family meal special?
Beats cooking.
Clary, is Eddie here, by any chance?
Oh, how did you guess? Propping up the bar as usual.
Oh, well, I'll come in then. I need a quick word.
You stay where you are. I'll send him out.
Oh.
Time you were getting home, anyway.
Okay.
That was quick.
Well, might as well get it over with. Anything else Linda wanted doing?
No. She spent the rest of the call telling me that it had been the wrong time of year to host the open gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Alan thought her garden would be lovely in mid-June.
He had an answer for everything, didn't he?
And he was very taken with the llamas.
Was he?
Yeah. She's very excited about this spinning course she's going on.
Evening. Clary said you wanted a word.
Oh, yeah. If you've got a moment, Eddie.
I'll get us some refills, shall I?
Oh, okay, thanks, though.
Anything for you, Eddie?
Oh, no, Tar, I'm just on my way home.
Keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah, I will.
So, what's this about, if it's work?
No, it's not work. Actually, this is a bit awkward. Linda Snell.
Here we go.
I know. But she reckons you've been fly-tipping.
Well, I ain't. I told her.
I know, but...
It ain't my fault if some rubbish gets dumped in the road by my field, is it?
Yeah. Well, she said it was on your land first.
Well, I must have given some other folk the idea then.
So, what happened to the rubbish on your land?
Oh, I got rid of it.
Oh, it was very responsible of you.
Thanks.
Took it to the tip, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm very, very public-spirited. You know the way, then?
What if I do?
Well, it would be the act of a responsible and thoughtful citizen to take this stuff to the tip, even if it hadn't got anything to do with him.
Would it?
Might be less trouble in the end.
It's no trouble to me, mate. It's not on my land.
Yes, but if Linda keeps going on about it...
Yeah?
Well, she's not one to let things drop, is she?
Anything for a quiet life, eh?
It's worth thinking about.
So I'll think about it.
Good.
If you let it be known I was doing the community a big favour, what a public-spirited bloke I am.
All right, I'll think about it.
Good. Right, so I'd better be getting off home. I might be in luck. Ed might be up by now.
Thanks, Eddie.
How did that go, then? Any luck?
Yeah, I think so. Of course he wanted something in return.
Oh, well, welcome to the world of politics.
So where's my drink?
Tom's bringing some out. He's at the bar holding forth about his sausages.
Oh, no.
And I saw Debbie.
Oh, any news?
Didn't like to ask. She may not know what Adam's told us about the second interview.
No, maybe not.
But she didn't look very happy. Just sitting in the corner nursing a drink.
Well, that sounds like good news. For us, I mean.
Oh, David, I don't know. If she's that unhappy, maybe she should go.
Brian has something important to ask Jennifer.
Hello, it's Brian Aldrich here, ringing for Elizabeth. If you could give me a call back sometime, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, is it tea time already? I'll get the kettle on.
Oh, lovely. Productive afternoon on the website?
Oh, just a few open gardens, odds and ends. Are the children likely to be anything?
Adam's out seeing to the hinds. Where's Alice?
Oh, she's over at Maisie's. She might stay the night.
Is she in tomorrow evening, do you know?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I was thinking we might go out.
Were you?
For our wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes.
Would that be all right with you? I was wondering about Botticelli's. I mean, we haven't been there for ages.
No, I suppose we haven't.
27 years. It's worth celebrating.
Oh, you are here. Adam says, could you go over there a minute? He's a bit worried about one of the hinds.
Oh, right. Okay.
He needs you straight away.
Hmm? Oh, okay. We'll sort that out later then, Jenny, right?
Okay. Do you want some tea, darling? Yeah, might as well. No, I'm in. Have there been any calls for me? No, not that I know of. Couldn't you have helped Adam?
Needs Brian's experience. Might be a question of calling the vet out. Is Alice about?
Over at Maisie's. She might be staying the night.
Oh, it's okay. I just thought maybe we could go for a nice long ride while she's off school.
Oh, I'm sure she'd love to, if you can spare the time from the farm.
Oh, it's no problem.
Debbie, are you doing anything tomorrow evening?
I doubt it.
We might be going out. You could come over and have a girls' night in and get a video.
That'd be nice. Going anywhere special?
Just for a meal, you know.
For your wedding anniversary.
You remembered.
It's only husbands who are supposed to forget, isn't it? And I've sent you enough cards.
Homemade ones when you were little. It was so sweet.
Yeah. So you're celebrating, are you?
Darling, we are still married.
Yes, Mum. I know.
Well, then, not such a surprise, is it?
Tell me about this surprise, then.
I'll tell you later. We need to concentrate on what we're doing.
It better be a good one.
It is.
Well, worth me wasting my time jumping out on unsuspecting customers.
Come on, we've only just started, and it won't be a waste of time.
Well, I don't see why you need me with you.
I tried it on my own, and I got nowhere.
I'm surprised you didn't get thrown out.
One security guy did get a bit nasty. I think he thought I was trying to chat people up.
Well, I bet he did. I expect they did, too.
Oh, who goes to supermarkets to pick up women?
You'd be surprised.
So frustrating. They keep walking straight past them.
They are quite pricey.
Yeah, but they don't even pick them up to check. Just head off like zombies.
For the sort they always buy. That's how people behave in supermarkets.
Have you never done any food shopping?
I like to try something different.
Oh, because you're a lad on your own, not some poor working mum with half an hour to get the weekly shop.
See, I knew it was a good idea bringing you. So, how can I make a stop?
Put them on special offer?
I can't do that, Fallon.
Well, you certainly can't stand here trying to convince every customer individually.
I know.
What, are those part of the window dressing too?
What?
Those teeny bopper mags sticking out of your backpack.
Oh, them.
You were trying to persuade people you're an old family man. It won't work.
No, they're for Helen.
Was she trying to relive her childhood or something?
What childhood? She's doing some research. Greg's trying to keep in touch with his kids by email.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
It would be if he'd got anything to say.
So Helen's trying to help him?
Yeah, but she doesn't know what to say either.
But she never read that kind of stuff. Oh, I don't believe you.
Fallon, I had to tell her who Gareth Gates was.
Oh, the blind leading the blind, then.
Yeah, I'll say. That seems to have cheered things up a bit between them, so... Oh, look, we're in luck.
What?
No, don't look. Talk to me.
I am talking to you.
She's going to. Yes! She's putting my sausages in her trolley. Yeah, results!
That's good. Can we go home now?
Of course not. I need to ask her why.
Well, I'm sorry they're not here waiting for you, Ruth.
That's all right. I'm a bit earlier than I said I'd be.
Well, Jill's only taken them down to the playground. Sure they won't be long.
It's fine, honestly. Oh, I'm glad of the chance to relax a minute.
Mm. So how did it go, the meeting?
Oh, pretty well, I think. We were discussing the new finance scheme. Did David tell you about it?
Yes. Sounds quite promising.
It's got to be. There's only one way we're going to improve returns to dairy farmers, and that's to invest in milk processing.
Well, I could have told you that.
Yeah, I know. You've been there before. The old Dairy Crest.
Yeah, we thought that was going to be our salvation.
It could have been.
But we let it all fall apart.
You didn't have much choice, really. The politics.
No. And now it's down to your generation to put the pieces together again.
Well, at least we're making a start. Over 90% voted for the finance scheme.
Oh, well done.
Yep. It means we can go to the money markets and start investing in some decent manufacturing plant, knowing the producers are going to back us.
Oh, excellent.
And it's not such a horrendous risk. It just means every dairy farmer has to underwrite the equivalent of 5 pence for every litre.
What's that for Brookfield?
About 30,000.
Oh, that's not too bad. When you put it against the capital value of the place.
Exactly. Anyway, it's a pretty low risk.
Yes, I agree. Now, I don't know what's happened to Jill.
Maybe I should walk down there.
No, look, you get off home. We'll bring them over later.
Are you sure?
Well, we could give them their tea, make a day of it. Look, you go home and put your feet up.
Thanks. Actually, there is something I would like to do.
It's nice of you to ask me out, Ruth.
It's nice to see you. We didn't really get the chance to talk yesterday.
I know, sorry, I was just a bit preoccupied.
Yeah. Look, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but Adam did mention to David you'd been called for a second interview for the job in France.
Oh, did he?
Sorry.
No, it doesn't matter, it's all academic. Doesn't look like I've got it.
You haven't heard anything?
No. They did say it might take them till Friday to make a final decision, but it's not looking good.
We'd miss you.
You'd have Adam.
Wouldn't be the same. You and David built up Hassett Hills together.
Kind of you'd say so. Everyone else seems to find him quite an adequate substitute.
I'm sure that's not true.
I don't blame him. I wish I had his energy.
You do?
Not anymore. Not for home farm. I am jealous of Adam, I suppose.
Are you?
Yeah, he wasn't there, Ruth. He didn't see it happen.
No, but...
He didn't have to live through that dreadful weekend. Oh, and Christmas. God, Christmas.
He must know how hard it was for you.
But I can't forget.
Do you have to?
Well, if I can't forget, I can't forgive. That's why I envy Adam. He can.
I see.
I haven't even got the comfort of thinking I'm support for Mum now.
I'm sure that isn't true.
They're celebrating their wedding anniversary tomorrow. She as good as told me to keep out of it.
Well, if she can forgive Brian...
Yeah, but how can she? I can't forgive Simon.
Have you talked to her about this?
Oh, how can I? We were so close when it happened, but now... I mean, yeah, maybe they have got a future together, but... What about me?
It's still so soon. After what you went through with Simon...
I should give it time.
I know it's a cliche.
It won't change anything, Ruth. Not for me. Getting away is my only chance.
So do I get to hear about this surprise now? As a reward for saving your life?
I don't know why she got so het up.
Well, she was buying your sausages anyway. She didn't need a lecture on the finer points of organic production to go with them.
But she didn't seem to understand why they were so good.
Oh, she'd find out when she ate them, wouldn't she? I think you should keep away from those supermarkets for a bit.
Maybe you're right.
So, where's my reward?
Okay, well, there's a bit of a story to it.
Oh, here we go.
It all started when I got a phone call from Howard Friend.
Whoopie-day.
He usually has a stall at Glastonbury, booked it in January.
Lucky old Howard.
The bloke who does the hot foods let him down.
So?
So, he wants me to take over.
Well, good for you, but what...
Yeah, it is. I can show off my sausages, give out my leaflets.
What, and leave me all alone watching it on telly? Gee, thanks.
Of course not. You can come with me.
I can't afford to blow £100 on a ticket. I haven't got a sausage empire.
You won't need to. I can get you in for free.
You're kidding.
I don't have to pay. And if I say I have to have an assistant...
But that's great.
Enough of a surprise for you?
Yeah. Oh, come here, you.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Oh, that was good timing. I've just dropped the children off. Did you have a nice drink?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for making it possible.
Oh, that's all right. We never mind having the children, you know that.
I did appreciate it. Seems a long time since I had a chance to talk to Debbie. Just the two of us.
I wouldn't have thought she'd be so busy on the farm. Now they've got Adam to help out.
He's very taken up with his own schemes.
Yes, so I hear. Oh, the enthusiasm of the young.
You still take an interest. You were letting me chunter on this afternoon.
Oh, well, I like to keep up with what's going on. I mean, you stop doing that and... Well, it's the beginning of the end.
That's a long way off for you, then. Well, I suppose I'd better go and give David a hand with the kids.
Is Debbie all right? Jill thought she was looking a bit peaky.
It's taken her a long time to get over what happened with Simon.
Yes, I can understand that. Oh, such a pity. She's a lovely girl.
I know.
And it's Brian and Jennifer's wedding anniversary tomorrow, isn't it? Don't suppose that's helping.
No, I don't think it is.
Supper should be ready in about half an hour. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, fine.
Afraid it's not anything very special.
It doesn't matter.
I thought we were going for a slap-up meal tomorrow evening.
Oh, good.
Well, I believe it is customary for a husband and wife to spend their wedding anniversary together.
Oh, we've always managed it. Except that your Granny P's personal alarm went off by mistake.
Oh, I've forgotten that. Maybe we should leave our mobiles behind.
Maybe we should.
I seem to remember receiving a mysterious phone call last year.
Jenny... Don't.
A quiet meal for two. That's what we need.
I thought so. I want us to be together for many, many more.
I'd like that, Brian.
Good.
How?
Well, maybe I'd better book a table.
Yes, you probably should.
Right. I know I've got their number somewhere. Hello? Home Farm, Brian Aldridge speaking. Oh, Elizabeth. Yes, I did. Look, could I pop up and see you tomorrow? It won't take long. There's something I'd like to clear up.
Eddie has a surprise for Clary.
Don't bother with that. I thought we might go out this evening.
What you done now?
Can't a bloke take his wife out for a meal without her getting suspicious?
Not when the bloke's you.
Sure, me. I've had a bit of luck, that's all.
Really? We could do some.
Yeah. Work needs doing at the country park. Clearing the shrubbery. Could be quite a big job.
And they chose you?
Why not? Reasonable rates. Always get the job finished as quickly as possible.
Well, that's great, love. I'm pleased for you.
Yeah, well, we can't all be on the telly or write books. But your old fella's good for something, eh?
Are you jealous, Eddie?
Of course not. What would I be?
Oh, I'm getting an evening out. I ain't complaining. Where should we go?
Oh, I don't know. We're the Bull.
Eddie, I work there. And you're a permanent fixture. Can't we go into Borchester?
Well, I suppose we could.
Somewhere a bit fancy.
There's no need to go mad.
Alan takes his wife to fancy restaurants all the time.
Though we have got something to celebrate.
Sounds like it.
As long as Edward gets his act together, I'm going to need him.
Yeah. I've had Caroline on the phone.
About the country plot? She should have said.
Oh, she gave you the work?
Of course. Didn't you mention it?
No, we was talking about Edward.
Oh, ain't it enough? We got Oliver Sterling ringing up day and night.
Only twice, Eddie, and they're worried.
Only thing Sterling's worried about is he might have to do a bit of work for himself for once.
I'm worried too, Eddie. The way Edward's behaving, it ain't normal.
Look, he's lazy, that's all. He's too fond of his bed.
But it's been going on all week now. Caroline wondered if he might be depressed about something.
His holiday weren't as good as he thought it would be, and he's sulking, that's all.
Look, even that holiday, the way he went off in such a rush.
That's teenagers for you. Get an idea in their heads and...
I think there's more to it. I've tried talking to him, but...
Talking don't solve everything, whatever you women think. He needs to be up and doing.
He might talk to you.
To me?
You're his dad. Might be something a young lad wouldn't want to share with his mum, you know.
We've never gone in for that kind of thing.
Maybe you should start. You read such things in the papers.
What things?
Well, lads who bottle things up until it's too late.
Well, our Edward ain't going to top himself.
It wouldn't hurt to have a word.
I'll have a word, all right?
Yeah, but be nice. Look, I know you're worried too, whatever you say. Yeah,
maybe, but I'll handle it my way. Now, if we're going out somewhere fancy, you'd better start getting dolled up.
I won't keep you long, Elizabeth.
Good. I need to collect the children from Haley in a minute.
I appreciate this.
Well, if it's so important to you.
It is. If I can't be Rory myself, at least I can get some idea about the important people in his life.
I suppose. You've brought the pictures, then?
Yes, just a couple.
Right. This big group one should cover everyone you need to know about.
Okay.
Well, that's her mum, as you might guess.
Well, I recognise her. Siobhan had photos of her.
Then you'll know that's her sister.
Mm. Which was the godmother?
Bernadette. Lovely red hair.
Are those the other godparents?
Yeah. The tall guy's her cousin Patrick. And the Colin O'Farrell lookalike's her friend Joe from university.
Oh, yes, she used to talk about him. Isn't he...
Gay. Yes, that's right. There are a lot of people there, Brian. Do you seriously want me to go through them all one by one?
No. It's nice to know about the godparents.
Good. Well, if that's all,
well,
then...
there was one other photo.
Was there?
Just the one. Siobhan and this chap here.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know who he was.
You don't?
I told you it was a big party. We didn't get introduced to everyone.
They look quite close. Are you sure you can't remember?
I don't know who he is. This is ridiculous. I should never have agreed to it.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Do you think I can't see what you're after? David, hi.
Just going to collect Ben. Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
No, Brian was just going.
Yes, well... thank you, Elizabeth.
It's the last time, Brian. I mean it.
Yes, okay. I'll see you later, David. Yeah.
That man. I don't know what she ever saw in him.
What, Siobhan or Jennifer?
Either of them. She'd never have let him talk me into it.
What did he want you to do?
Give him a name check on the photos of Rory's christening.
Oh, yeah, he showed me those.
Well, it seemed innocent enough. He said he wanted to know which the godparents were.
Well, it was a hell of a thing for him, you know, not to be there missing your own child's christening.
He doesn't care about that.
Elizabeth, that is a bit unfair. I'm sure he does.
He just wants to know if Siobhan's got a new boyfriend.
Oh, he showed you that photograph, did he?
Of course, all the rest were just a smokescreen.
Well, has she?
No, but what's it got to do with him if she has? Well, he's supposed to be back with Jennifer.
I know. I wish he'd just get on with it.
What's he been crying on your shoulder, too?
I hate it. Being stuck in the middle.
Tell me about it.
I mean, I realise, you know, he's got no one else to turn to.
Yeah, well, he can cross me off his list. I never wanted to be involved in the first place.
Neither did I.
Well, you should tell him to get lost.
Well, the thing is, I do sympathise with him about the kid, but for the rest, it's like you said, I mean, either he is back with Jennifer or he isn't.
Exactly.
He can't keep messing about like this. It's not fair to her.
It's not fair to anybody.
Hi, Mum. Hello, darling. You haven't been looking for me, have you?
No, you said you were going to Felpsham.
Yes, I thought I'd treat myself just this once.
You haven't seen Adam on your travels, have you? I need to know if he's going to be planting strawberries all tomorrow.
I know Mike's coming up, and Ali said she'd give them a hand if they were stuck.
Good heavens, she must be bored.
I think she is, a bit. Oh, did you sort that ride out?
No, I'll do that this evening.
Oh, you are coming over, that's good.
We Cinderellas have to stick together. So you went to this new hairdresser's?
Yes, yeah. What do you think?
Very nice. Mm. You think it's worth the effort?
I do. Darling, you've got to stop doing this.
Doing what?
You know.
What? I haven't said anything. I hope you have a great time.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm sorry, but... Mum, how can you?
Want to celebrate my wedding anniversary?
Yes.
Well, I think my marriage is worth saving. You know that, otherwise I wouldn't have done what I did.
Well, you think that, but...
Oh, no, that isn't fair. Brian does too. I decided to stay with him, Toby. And I know you find that hard to accept.
Yes.
But you must try. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I know I'm making life difficult for you.
You're making life impossible for yourself.
Yes.
And there's no point in you tearing yourself to pieces over this.
So what I think doesn't matter to you anymore,
huh? Well, of course it does. But this is between me and Brian, darling. You've got to let us get on with it.
Don't worry, Ben. We'll be back at the car soon.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's Brian. Doesn't look very happy, does he? No. Should we pretend we haven't seen him? No, you're right. That's a bit pathetic. We should try and catch him up, really. Brian!
Oh, hello, David.
Hey, isn't that fun?
Hello, young man. Did you enjoy that?
Gosh, he's growing up, isn't he?
Yeah, they change so fast at this age.
I'm sorry. Oh, doesn't matter.
Do you want some company? Only you look...
Like a man who's made a complete ass of himself.
Well...
No, there's no need to be thankful, David. I'm sure Elizabeth told you all about it.
A bit.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm taking Jenny out this evening. It's our wedding anniversary, for goodness sake.
Oh, good Lord,
stupid,
is it?
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well...
I just thought if I found out who that chap was... It would stop bugging me.
Brian, it shouldn't be bugging you.
I know.
Siobhan's got her own life to live.
Yes. Yes. But I always want to know about Rory.
Well, of course, and that's only natural, but... You can't use him as an excuse to keep tabs on Siobhan.
No, I can't. I mean, I love Jenny. It's her I should be concentrating on.
Yes, Brian, it is.
I know I said posh, Eddie, but really...
I'm sure even your precious Alan wouldn't turn his nose up at this place.
Oh, look, there's the Snells.
There you are, then, if they'll let the riff-raff in. Didn't win anything in the Open Gardens, did she, for all their money?
Neither did we.
I'll say that for your Alan. He saw right through her. Now, where is that waiter?
They are very busy tonight, you can see that.
If he thinks it can keep me hanging a bit.
Oh, there's the Aldridges, and don't make a scene.
I ain't. Oh, at last. Told you, Clary, I knew he'd be able to fit us in.
Well, it looks like a very nice table, too.
Well, I should hope so. Been a waste of a fiver otherwise.
It's a wonderful painting. I still treasure it, whatever it cost.
I suppose I should have expected it. Anything involving Eddie Grundy.
Talk of the devil, look.
Oh, yes. I wonder what they're celebrating.
It must be something pretty special to bring them in here. Anyway, darling, you shouldn't really blame Eddie. It was Nelson who ripped you off.
He always did it so charmingly. He had to forgive him.
Oh, you did.
Jill's a bit worried that Kenton might be following in his footsteps.
What? Kenton's just a wide boy. Nelson had style.
I do hope Kenton does make a go of the cafe.
Well, at least he found himself a good waitress. Where's ours disappeared to now?
I think Linda just sent something back.
I should have chosen something more private. Half the village is here tonight.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
Oliver and Caroline are here.
Oh?
They came in when you were in the loo.
Oh, I see.
Well, I didn't want you to catch sight of them. I mean, I don't want anything to spoil tonight.
Don't worry, darling. That was all such a long time ago.
Yes.
So, where are they?
They're over there by the window.
Oh, yes. They look happy.
Well, it's nice to see it can be done.
We know that.
We do?
I never lost sight of it.
Really?
Yes. Even when I was the guilty party.
Well, good.
You never mentioned my affair?
No.
Not even when I was throwing everything at you that I could dredge up.
You had so much more to forgive than I ever did. Oh, darling, what have we put ourselves through?
A marriage?
Ourselves and everyone else.
I know.
Sorry, I meant to have a good time.
This is good. It's talking again.
Yes.
And there are things to celebrate.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, having Adam back, you getting on so well with him.
Oh, he's been a godsend. In the way Debbie is with me, well, you know, I don't think I could have stood it if Adam hadn't been here.
No.
I don't know what to do with her, Jenny. I've tried everything.
I know. I've tried to talk to her about it, but...
What can we do? What can we do to help her?
Debbie has a very important decision to make.
And then if you could clear the tables by the window, Emma. Thanks.
You are busy. Look, I don't want to stop you working.
Oh, I'm management. I could take a break.
You seem to be doing very well.
Yeah, I know. Great, isn't it? At last, I think I found out what Tigger's like.
Good. Wish I felt the same.
Any news about your change of career?
Yes. Yeah, I heard this morning.
Huh?
I've got the job.
Debbie, that's great news. Well, I'll miss you, of course, but...
No, you might not.
I'm going to take it.
Crazy, isn't it? All week I've been so miserable because I thought I haven't got it. Now I have.
Well, you're having second thoughts, eh? Well, it's only natural. It's a big step.
Yeah, but I didn't expect to feel like this. I thought I was more than ready to go.
So what's stopping you?
Oh, Alice, Mum, Adam.
Well, you miss them, sure, but...
Yeah, it isn't just that.
Put yourself first for once, Debs. Never mind what's going to happen to them. What's going to happen to you if you stay?
Good question.
But you're still going to see them. It's not like you're moving to Australia.
Yeah, it's still hard. I need to be sure I'm doing the right thing.
Well, how long have you been given to decide?
They want me to ring them by the end of today.
Right, well, you need to draw up a list with all the pros and cons on it.
Is that what you do?
Mm-hmm, every time. Then you can see which looks like the most sensible option.
Yeah.
And do the other one.
Kent, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, no, you're not. Three holidays in France. You haven't seen the last of me, baby.
That looks really complicated. You told me it was easy.
Rethinking your offer to help, are you?
Oh, I thought you'd just be able to stick them in.
Oh, it's not that difficult. No. Cut the plastic with a Stanley knife. Then you push the plant in root first with a notched trowel.
I see.
Then when you planted a whole bed, you fix up the drip irrigation tube to the water supply.
Oh, right.
So, I can leave you to finish this field for me, can I?
No, you can't.
Hi, you two.
Hi there.
How are we getting on?
I was just going to hand it all over to Alice.
In your dreams?
Well, you seem to be managing quite well without any extra help.
I've got Mike. He's a good worker.
How many have you got to plant?
Oh, 5,000.
5,000?
Oh, Alice, it's not as bad as it sounds. What are you averaging, about 500 an hour?
Something like that.
500? I might manage about 5.
Don't worry, we're saving you up for later.
What for?
Picking them. That's when the fun really starts, doesn't it, Brian?
Oh, yes. We'll all have to be out here then. I shall have to rope Jenny in.
Mum picking strawberries? I don't think so.
That would be a picture for the website.
Oh, hello, Glarly. Good lunch with Kenton.
Yes, thanks. Caffeine's really busy.
Oh, I hope it works out for him.
Yeah, it might. He thinks he's found what Tigger's like.
He is a bit like Tigger. Appearing from nowhere and bouncing all over the place.
I always like Piglet best.
Brian and I were talking about Kenton last night.
Were you?
Yes, following in Nelson's footsteps, we think.
Yeah. Do you know what Alice is intending to do this afternoon? I mean, we did talk about going for this ride.
Well, she just went out to see what Adam's getting up to with the strawberries. But...
Yeah, I know, I saw them.
Well, why didn't you ask her?
Well, I didn't like to interrupt.
Interrupt what? She's not really helping.
No, just chatting. Brian was there, they looked like they were having a good time.
Just teasing, I expect, because she said she'd help.
I didn't want to spoil things.
Well, you wouldn't.
No?
Oh, don't be silly. You're talking as if you weren't part of the family.
And I am.
But of course. Oh, please, Debbie. But Brian and I were talking about this last night, and...
Debbie, good. Oh, you're back.
Yeah, not for long. I'm going for a ride with Alice.
Oh, she's talking to Adam. Now, if you could give me 5 minutes.
What for?
It's about the venison.
Well, with the venison, that's nothing to do with me. That's Adam's project.
Yeah, but he's going to be busy getting these strawberries set up. Hoped you might think about helping with the marketing side of the venison.
Well, that would make sense.
Why?
Well, because of all your expertise, from marketing Hazard Hill's lamb.
You'd be an invaluable help, Debbie.
I mean, you're the one that really knows what's what.
We rely on you.
Yes, all right, Mum.
Look, I've been working on a few figures. Come and look through them with me, will you?
Well...
I'm sure Alice won't mind waiting a little.
I'd really appreciate it.
It can't hurt, can it?
Yeah, I suppose not. Okay, then.
Well, I was trying to make some kind of comparison with the lamb, actually.
I see, yeah, interesting.
See what you think when I show you some of the
services. Fingers crossed.
Hi, Mum. Is Debbie back yet?
Oh, she's just talking to Dad.
Do you think she'll be long? Only we're supposed to be going for this ride.
I don't know, darling. I shouldn't think so.
No, I'll go and see.
No, Alias, don't disturb them yet.
But they're going to be all afternoon.
Just give them 10 minutes.
But I've got nothing to do.
Well, it's such a nice day. I thought we might have afternoon tea outside.
I suppose.
Why don't you make us some flapjacks?
I'm sure I've got my notes somewhere here. I'm trying to think of ways we could tie the two products together.
Has Adam spoken to David about that?
I shouldn't think so. He's not that clued up on Hazard Hills.
I suppose not.
Oh, don't say I've thrown them away by mistake.
I want to look through the bin for you.
Would you mind? I'll try and call them up on the computer. And if we can't find them, I can always print another set.
Oh, you have been having a clear out.
Now, what did I call them? Well, it was a vain attempt to make order out of chaos.
This is mainly junk mail.
Yes. Whatever happened to the paperless office?
Oh.
Ah, here we are.
Brian, what's going on?
You found them. Oh.
What are these?
They're photos of Rory's christening.
And how did you get them?
Siobhan sent them. She thought I'd like to see them since I couldn't be there.
You're still in contact with her?
No, she sent them. I didn't ask.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
No, it's an act. Every time, it's an act.
Debbie.
All that lovey-dovey stuff with Mum.
No.
Celebrating your wedding anniversary. What a joke.
It wasn't.
Kidding Mum, everything was getting back to the way it used to be.
It can't be that, Debbie.
No, no. Not while your mistress is emailing please.
Don't do that.
You lie, and you lie, and you lie again.
I never lied about Rory, what I felt for him. I
don't want to hear this.
Look, they were in the bin, Debbie.
You still think you can fool me?
Look, I've made my choice.
I can't believe I'm having to go through this again.
I chose your mother, Alice, you...
Don't you dare, don't you dare ever speak to me again.
But, Debbie... Oh, God.
We got any sultanas, Mum?
Yeah, I think so. Do you want me to look?
Please, I'm all sticky. Oh, good. Debbie, have you finished talking to Dad?
Alice, yes.
I'm just making these flapjacks, but then we can go for a ride.
Yeah, I just need to...
What's the matter, darling?
Nothing. I need to get some fresh air.
Riding is fresh air. What's the matter with her?
I don't know.
I hope she and Dad haven't had a row.
Jenny, I need to... Oh, Alice.
Have you and Debbie been rowing?
Not exactly.
That's such a pain. We were going for a ride.
Well, I'm sure you still can.
Well, maybe you should leave it.
I don't want to. I'm going to ask her.
Can't you just give her 5 minutes?
No. I'm fed up with being messed about.
But Alice, if your father thinks... What's happened? She looked terrible. And so do you.
It's so stupid. Why didn't I just burn the wretched things?
What things? Burn what?
Jenny, Rory was christened the other week.
Rory? What's this got to do with him?
I was emailed photos.
Oh, were you?
That was all. I couldn't be there, so... Anyway, Debbie found them.
On your computer?
I printed them up.
I see.
I couldn't be there. It was his christening. Elizabeth and Nigel could go, but I know it was stupid.
It was stupid to leave them lying round where Debbie might find them.
They were in the bin. I thought my notes might have got there. Debbie was looking...
In the bin? You threw them away?
Yes. There was no point. My life's here with you and our children.
Is it?
Yes. Do you believe me?
Yes. I think I do.
Thank you. I wish Debbie could.
Debbie, have you got a minute?
Adam, not really. I need to make a phone call.
To the fire brigade, from the look of you. What's the matter?
Nothing.
You've been crying.
Yes. Well, not anymore. That's all over.
What is? You're not making sense.
Brian's still in touch with that woman.
What?
It's all a sham. I knew it was.
Well, how did you find out?
She sent him photos of the christening.
Oh, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
He hasn't given
that...
her up. He never had any intention of giving her up.
I don't think that's true.
Well, he can fool everybody else, but not me.
Are you that sure?
I saw the pictures.
Where?
In the bin in his office.
The bin? He'd thrown them away?
So what?
Well, if he was getting rid of them... Couldn't you give him the benefit of the doubt?
No, I couldn't.
I know it's hard for you after what happened with you and Simon.
No, it's got nothing to do with that.
I think he really is trying to rebuild their marriage.
Yes, I know you do.
And so does Mum, so...
I'm the odd one out. I know.
You had a nice ride, then.
Would have been more fun with Debbie.
Maybe she'll be able to come with you tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm sure she didn't mean to let you down.
These flapjacks are delicious, Alice.
Good. Don't eat them all.
I won't.
Now, doesn't that look typically English? Afternoon tea on the lawn. Used to dream about it when I was in Africa.
Did you? Boring. Stands the church clock at 2:50.
And is there honey still for tea?
Yes. Well, is there?
No, but I can get you some.
Don't worry. I'd rather have one of Alice's flapjacks.
I'm getting quick before Dad scoffs them all. Did you see Debbie when you were coming over?
I couldn't find her. She must be hiding.
I bumped into her earlier.
So is she coming?
I don't know. She needed to make a phone call.
If she does, don't start arguing.
I won't.
Good. As long as she doesn't either.
I'm sure she won't, darling.
You could better spoil this idyllic scene.
You must write something for our website, Adam. Forgotten you had this poetic streak.
You must get it from you.
Oh, look. Here comes Debbie.
Oh, that's good.
Remember, Dad.
Yes. Debbie, glad you could join us.
You're all here. That makes it easier. Shall I pour you some tea, darling? No, thanks, Mum. I can't stay ever. I've got a lot to do.
I made flapjacks.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Alice. I'll take one with me. There's something I need to tell you all.
Yes?
Don't look so scared. It's good news for you.
I hope it's good news for you, whatever it is.
I think so. I've been offered a job.
Job?
What job?
With a seed company. It's a good firm. Great opportunity.
I don't understand. A job? Where?
France. So that's good too. I'll be able to use my languages.
France? You're going to live in France?
Yeah. I accepted their offer today.
So when are you going?
Well, they want me to start as soon as possible, and I need to get myself sorted out over there. So if I really get cracking this weekend, I can be gone on Monday.
The Arches was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.